This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Hey, this is U.S. Olympic gold medalist Tara Davis Woodhull.
And I'm U.S. Paralympic gold medalist Hunter Woodhull.
As athletes, our lives are about having a clear path.
And a team that you can absolutely trust.
So when it came to getting the best mortgage,
we chose PennyMac.
PennyMac is proud to be the official mortgage provider of Team USA and you.
Learn more at PennyMac.com. PennyMac Loan Services, LLC. Equal housing lender. NMLS ID 35953. Licensed by the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Conditions and restrictions may apply.
Hello, Malcolm Gladwell here. We're here in New York City with T-Mobile for Business, recording another episode of Revisionist History about how 5G network slicing strengthens trust and connections across worldwide industries.
Slicing can be used for so many different things. We're here with our friends from CNN, from Siemens Energy. The ways that it can be used, frankly, are limitless and are really, really built to think through how can T-Mobile understand the pain points that our customers have, smash those pain points, and help you deliver very specific outcomes.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Insurance may all seem the same on the surface, but having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. As the leading auto and homeowners insurer in the U.S., State Farm is there, how and where you need them, whether it's in person with a local State Farm agent, on the phone, online, or through their mobile app. Don't take a chance with insurance coverage that may not meet your needs. And don't settle for insurance that may only be halfway there. Stop living on a prayer and get State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories. Up next, the story of one of the best and weirdest stand-ups to ever hold a microphone. Mitch Hedberg was an old-fashioned one-liner spitter like Henny Youngman and an observer of the foibles of everyday life like Jerry Seinfeld. Here's Greg Hengler with a story.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm extremely proud to present Mitch Hedberg.
Mitch Hedberg was one of the greatest comedians of all time. He might not be a household name like George Carlin or Louis C.K., but he'll always be remembered for his signature style and unconventional offbeat delivery.
Yeah, I gotta write these jokes, so I sit at the hotel at night, I think of something that's funny, then I go get a pen and I write it down. Or, if the pen's too far away, I have to convince myself that what I thought of ain't funny.
His comedy typically featured short, sometimes one-line jokes mixed with absurd elements and non-sequiturs.
I've always wanted to have a suitcase handcuffed to my wrist. All right. My friend asked me if I wanted a frozen banana. I said no, but I want a regular banana later, so yeah. I'm out to dinner with a group of friends and someone offers to pay for the check. I immediately reach for my wallet because inside is a note that says, say thanks. I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to too.
Mitch displayed a visible delight in being on stage, and he embodied a warmth that would draw his audience into his world.
I'm against picketing, but I don't know how to show it.
He earned a cult following and the admiration of his fellow comics.
I order the club sandwich all the time, and I'm not even a member, man. I don't know how I get away with it. I like my sandwiches with three pieces of bread. So do I. Well, let's form a club. Okay, but we need some more stipulations. Yes, we do. Instead of the cutting the sandwich once, let's cut it again. Hell yeah, four triangles. We'll position them into a circle. And in the middle, we will dump chips. Or potato salad. Cool, I can deal with that. Let me ask you a question. How you feel about frilly toothpicks? I'm for them. Well, this club is formed then. I like to take a toothpick and throw it in the forest and say, you're home.
Born in St. Paul, Minnesota, Hedberg moved out when he turned 18 to pursue his dream of being a stand-up comic.
You know, when it comes to racism, people say, I don't care if they're black, white, purple, or green. Oh, hold on now. Purple or green, you gotta draw the line somewhere. To hell with purple people. Unless they're suffocating. Then help them.
He lived out of his car and honed his routine and built his reputation playing comedy clubs across the country throughout the 1990s. Here's fellow comedians Shard Hogan, Doug Stanhope, Dave Attell, and Chuck Savage.
The unique thing about Mitch is that he didn't do a lot of typical setup type, you know, jokes.
It was just so much different than anything anyone was doing or is doing today.
Here was a guy standing on stage with his eyes closed, just kind of doing this, you know, thoughts, basically, that were, like, hilarious and so out there. And as a comic, you kind of always know where the joke's going, like, you know, with his stuff, it was always, it blew me away.
A good comic says funny things, and a great comic says things funny. And that's what Mitch did. He said things funny.
When someone tries to hand me out a flyer, it's kind of like they're saying, here, you throw this away.
It's weird to hear that a guy who made his living performing in front of people was terrified of doing so. But Mitch Hedberg had severe stage fright. And so the prototypical Hedberg performance involved dark sunglasses, long hair draped over his eyes, and set long staring contests with the floor. And finally, Mitch would bookend this list by completely closing his eyes to keep the crowd at an even safer distance.
You know, on TV, when they have a fishing show on TV, they catch the fish, but they let it go. They don't want to eat the fish, but they do want to make it late for something. Where were you? I got caught. Liar, let me see the inside of your lip.
Every comedian messes up a joke on occasion, but they usually ignore their flubs. Not Hedberg. He tended to ruminate on his failed jokes, criticizing them on stage at a level few comedians could ever get away with.
Dogs are forever in the push-up position. That joke. That joke is dumb, I'm aware of that. Advil has a candy coating, it's delicious. And it says right on the bottle, do not have more than two. Well, then do not put a candy coating around it. For I cannot help myself. Let me have 10 Advil. I got a sweet tooth. I think I screwed part of that joke up. I apologize about that.
Deadspin likened it to him breaking the fourth wall. In an odd way, it made him even more endearing and relatable to his fans.
I find that Duck's opinion of me is very much influenced over whether or not I have bread. You know that, Petra's Farm Bread. That stuff is fancy, man. It's wrapped twice. You open it and it still ain't open. That's why I don't buy it. I don't need another step between me and toast.
Hedberg's innovative onstage persona brought him to the doorstep of fame, and he soon earned top billing. At the 1998 Montreal Comedy Festival, Mitch wowed the crowd.
I got a king-size bed. I don't know any kings, but if one came over, I guess he'd be comfortable. Oh, you're a king, you say. Well, you won't believe what I have in store for you. It's to your exact specifications. When I was a boy, I laid in my twin-size bed, wondering where my brother was. a cold sore, I put some Carmex on it. Carmex is supposed to heal cold sores. I don't know if it does, but it will make them shiny and more noticeable. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Please welcome Mitch Hedberg. Mitch!
As an encore, Mitch booked the ultimate stand-up gig, a spot on The Late Show with David Letterman.
I got a V-neck shirt on, man. I like V-necks, you know? And I hate turtlenecks, man. A turtleneck is like being strangled by a really weak guy. All day. This is so unusual to hear so much applause. I think you're trying to trick me and make me think I'm done.
Letterman wanted him back right away. A rare request for stand-up comics. By the end of 1998, Mitch landed a $500,000 TV deal with Fox and starred in his own special for Comedy Central. He was even dubbed the next Seinfeld by Time magazine.
This shirt is dry clean only, which means it's dirty.
By the early 2000s, Mitch was performing 300 shows a year, and sometimes three in a night. Hedberg never passed on a job, even at the peak of his fame, because he had been rejected so many times in his career that he felt if he didn't say yes, he might not be given the opportunity to perform again. Ultimately, Mitch's drive to succeed and his drug use, most notably heroin, took him over the edge.
This morning, we've learned a popular comic from St. Paul has passed away. Mitch Hedberg died in a hotel room in New Jersey on Wednesday.
Hedberg died of a massive heart attack caused by drug abuse on March 29th, 2005. Mitch was not the next Seinfeld, but he never needed to be. He was Mitch Hedberg.
As a comedian, you have to start the show strong and you have to end the show strong. Those are the two key elements. You can't be like pancakes, all exciting at first, but then by the end, you're sick of them.
And a terrific job on the production, editing, and storytelling by our own Greg Hengler. Anyone who had ever seen Hedberg perform knew just how unusual an act he was, especially the closing of the eyes. He didn't interact with the audience the way any other comic ever had. And then there was just the writing, and then there was just the performing, and the difference between comics who say funny things and comics who say things funny. Hedberg did both, and he did it like almost nobody else. 300 shows a year, and he never passed on a job, well, because of all the rejection he faced. And what a way to go, alone in a room, just a tragic end to a life that brought so much joy to so many. The story of Mitch Hedberg. Here on Our American Stories.
Hey, Donald, you're really flying on that treadmill.
I'm trying to run as fast as T-Mobile 5G home internet, Zach.
Well, you better pick it up, because now T-Mobile has the fastest 5G home internet according to Ookla Speedtest.
Really? How's this? No!
T-Mobile's faster than that, and it's still just $35 a month. Come on, faster.
Whoa, that's too fast!
You'll be all right, just walk it off.
Get on the fast track. T-Mobile now has the fastest 5G home internet. And it still starts at just $35 a month with autopay and a voice line. Plus a 5-year price guarantee.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it. Guaranteed or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Are you looking for entertainment that lifts you up? Then check out Up Faith and Family, the leading streaming service for inspiring, hope-filled shows and movies. This season, stream soul-stirring favorites like Southern Gospel, plus four full seasons of Jesus Calling, and the uplifting new faith series, These Stones. Or settle in with 19 seasons of the beloved family series Heartland, a family favorite ranch drama fans can't get enough of. It's commercial free. Stream anywhere. Get a free trial today. Go to upfaithandfamily.com/iHeart.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part, you won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.